9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Pull tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Frisco Rough Riders meet with the Arkansas Travelers. It's the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Seattle Mariners. And we are happy to welcome you in to Dickey Stevens Park. Hello, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders today, it's game four of this series against Arkansas, and they turn to Dane Acker, who's been their ace in the early season. Acker, making his third start of the season, the 25-year-old out of the University of Oklahoma, has a 1.04 ERA through his two starts, 8 2/3 innings. He's punched out 11 to just three walks, surrendering just one run on five hits. He's been fantastic, and really looking forward to him throwing against this Travelers team in this ballpark, which has been so pitcher-friendly, not only this season, but really its entire existence. And the mound opponent for Acker today is Danny Werchanski, who is really at the complete opposite level of the spectrum from Dane Acker. Werchanski is making just his third career affiliated ball start today. He's 1-1 with a 5 ERA. He pitched an indie ball in the last four seasons, and he's trying to make a comeback here at the professional level and the affiliated side at 26 years old. So it's Danny Werchanski against Dane Acker for the Rough Riders today, our pitching matchup. And we have a lot of pitching talk coming up. We got to sit down earlier today with Jordan Teagues, who's the minor league pitching coordinator in the Rangers system. Had a great opportunity to chat with him for a long time before today's ballgame, and we split that up into two parts. We'll get you part one of the interview today, part two tomorrow. So Jordan Teagues is coming up on the other side of the break. First pitch is coming up at 7:05 of today's game. The Rough Riders and the Travelers. Frisco looking for their first win of their series. They're 0-3 so far in the set. Jordan Teagues joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Arkansas. We're pregame before the Rough Riders and the Travelers, and we're joined by Jordan Teagues, the roving pitching coordinator for the Rangers organization. And let's start with Jack Leiter, who made his major league debut, and you were there in Detroit. What was that whole experience for you like, knowing him throughout the last few years and bringing him up through the organization?
Yeah, obviously just very happy for Jack and his family, and obviously the organization as a whole. A lot of people have put in a lot of work with him, and to his credit, he's probably worked as hard as anybody we've seen over the last year or so to get where he's at today. So just very happy for him, and he gets to see all the work and dedication pay off finally. And special moment obviously for anyone that makes their debut, but chance to see it, and his family was there, and I think he had a whole section of friends as well, so you could tell that there's a lot of people in his corner, and just happy for him.
It's obviously not the start that he wanted at the big league level, but some bright moments as well. What would you grade, I guess, that start that he had?
I think you nailed it on the head. Like, the overall line isn't going to come out anywhere near he wants. I thought he summarized it pretty well in his post-game comments, just saying that, you know, he left some pitches on the table there where he's shown the ability to execute at a far higher rate to this point in the season. He didn't do that yesterday. But again, you know, he gets punched in the mouth a little bit in the second inning, comes back in the third, has a really clean, efficient inning. So there's definitely a lot of positives to take away, and I think it helps narrow his focus down when he comes back to AAA and, okay, here are the three or four things I need to continue to refine and keep improving so that the next time I go up, I'm closer to where I'm at. But, you know, he gets to know what it feels like, what it's all about now, and next time he goes up, I expect him to, you know, pitch closer to where he's been at this point so far this year.
Joined by Jordan Teagues, now transitioning here to this Rough Riders team. We've seen a little bit of movement the last few days on the pitching side of things, and unfortunately there have been some injuries that have kind of sent a little bit of a shockwave through the Rangers organization. From your role as the pitching coordinator in the minor leagues, how do you navigate that and make sure that, you know, I guess the right guys are getting the right amount of rest and right guys are pitching and all the kind of the ins and outs that go throughout it?
Yeah, I guess, well, first it starts with about 8 phone calls every night with Josh Bonifay. But, you know, I think the first and foremost thing is making sure that we don't put anybody in jeopardy. You know, so as we're trying to make sure that we have enough coverage every night for all the different affiliates, the number one thing is making sure that our guys are getting the adequate rest and we're not putting it in jeopardy just to cover innings per se. So, you know, after that, we have our starters that we try to make sure are lined up and they're where they're supposed to be. And we have our bullpen pieces that are at the current affiliates, and we kind of navigate through and who's available, who's not available that night. And then after that, it's, okay, who needs what? Who's short a guy or two? Or, you know, AAA's been in need of some starters recently, and that's kind of what set the domino effect from guys getting called up like Jack and Owen's now up there, and that kind of started the domino effect. But ultimately, you know, who's rested, who's capable of going to fill some innings, who's going to throw strikes at different areas. So, again, it's just a night-by-night basis and making sure, again, we don't put anybody else in jeopardy.
So goes minor league baseball, I guess, at this point. We're joined by Jordan Teagues. Tonight's starter, Dane Acker, for the Rough Riders has been phenomenal through the early going, a guy who has dealt with some injury issues, including a torn meniscus all season last year. Now he's healthy and throwing really well. What have you seen from Dane Acker in the early part of the year?
Yeah, I think he's carried over all the work he put in spring training. I know he had the knee injury last year, probably holding him back. Delivery wasn't quite where, you know, we all wanted it to be. He showed up early in January, to his credit, to Arizona. He's been, like I said, there since, I think, January 20th, and did a lot of changes with his delivery, worked with Goble a lot, and got some things ironed out. And what I think what you're seeing is the fastball that we saw a couple years ago has returned, both velocity and kind of the profile of it, and you're seeing hitters struggle with that. He's filling up the zone at a much better rate with the fastball than he did previously. So that's first and foremost, is he has to be able to pitch off his fastball. That's his bread and butter. Second off of that is the changeup, and he's shown the ability to keep that pitch effective even with the delivery changes. Third's the curveball. It's coming. You know, it's a big pitch. It's not going to get hit very often with how much it moves and how hard it is, but it also makes it that much more difficult for him to command. So I think that's where you see him working in a slider right now. He threw it a couple times so far in the season. Hopefully we see it a few more times tonight. But again, one, Dane just staying healthy is the number one thing. And then two, just seeing what he's doing with the fastball right now is everything that we want to see, just because that's going to be his ticket moving through the system.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Our pregame coverage concludes as the Rough Riders are set to take on the Arkansas Travelers. Arkansas taking the field right now in their red tops. Rough Riders in their slate tops on the other side taking the line for the national anthem. Rough Riders are 0-3 so far in this series in search of their first win of the set. Starting lineups next when we come back. Rough Riders and Travelers, game 4 of 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders.
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Goal! Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers are set to go for game number four of this six-game series. Frisco in search of their first victory here in North Little Rock. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickie Stevens Park. I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you along. The Rough Riders, they are 7-5 coming into this game against Arkansas, 8-4. On this season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom leads it off in center field, followed by Liam Hicks at catcher, and Aaron Zavala in right field hits third. Abimelech Ortiz is the Rough Riders' first baseman cleaning it up. Alex Tagoti at second base, he hits fifth, and Cody Freeman, the third baseman, bats in the sixth spot. Freiner Chavez is at shortstop. Scott Capers, the DH, and Hazel Cepeda out in left field today, batting ninth. Once again, for the Riders, it's Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Ortiz, Degody, Freeman, Chavez, Capers, and Cepeda. Dane Acker takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup that he'll face for Arkansas. Cole Young, the second baseman, leads it off. Spencer Packard, the left fielder, to follow, and Harry Ford, the catcher, after that. Tyler Locklear is the first baseman, then Hogan Windisch, the DH, and Grant Witherspoon in right field. Then it's Ben Ramirez at third, Morgan McCullough at shortstop, and Caden Polkovich, the center fielder. Danny Werchanski is starting for Arkansas, the left-hander. He's ready to go. Kellen Strom is in from the right side, and we are set for baseball on this Friday night. The first pitch of the game is a cross on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1, and we are underway 1 minute early, 7:04, with the game's first pitch. It's a gloomy day for baseball, the 0-1. Strom watches outside and low, and it's one ball and one strike, but nonetheless, a very pleasant day. 62 degrees and cloud cover up above, a very slight breeze at 6 miles an hour blowing in from left field. Werchanski, the southpaw, peels into his wind in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup tailing away from Strom, and it's one ball and two strikes. Werchanski, a left-hander, another one. It's the third we've seen in this series from the Travelers. He looks over the top of a black glove and rocks in the 1-2 pitch to Strom. Breaking ball, fouled off back behind home plate, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Werchanski is such an interesting story, a guy who's pitched in indie ball the last few years. He was signed during spring training by the Mariners organization. He's making his third ever affiliated ball start today and appearance as well. The 1-2 toss. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. He's 1-1 with a 5 ERA in his first two starts. He surrendered exactly 5 runs and 9 innings pitched against Springfield and Tulsa. The 2-2. Strom swings and misses, and a changeup away and strikes out.
One out in the first inning for Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher. Just in her way, no score. All five runs that Warchanski has allowed this season came in that first start against Springfield. He went four innings allowing those five runs. And then against Tulsa on the road went five shutout innings last week. A little bit of Jekyll and Hyde so far in the first two starts for Warchanski. First pitch to Hicks. That comes across on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hicks, a left-hander against Warchanski, the southpaw. He has dominated left-handers so far. They're just hitting 125 against him. The pitch. There's a soft line drive on one hop to Locklear at first. He picks it with a backhand. Flips underhand to Warchanski, covering his position. He beats Hicks to first base, and there's two away. Aaron Zavala bats now in the three-hole for the Rough Riders. No score top of the first inning. Take a look at the defense behind Warchanski today for Arkansas. It's Spencer Packard in left. Caden Polkovich in center, Grant Witherspoon in right. Ben Ramirez has third base, Morgan McCullough the shortstop, Cole Young at second, Tyler Locklear at first, and Harry Ford does the catching today. The pitch. Fastball just outside, one ball and no strikes. Warchanski throws your classic four pitches, a fastball, curveball, slider, and change. It'll be as high as 93 with the fastball and as low as in the upper 70s with that curveball. The 1-0. Outside, that time missing with the curve, and it's two balls and no strikes on Zavala, the right fielder, who's 2-for-6 in the series. He doubled and drove in a run in game one. Warchanski peers over the top of his black glove. He has his sign from his backstop forward, and the 2-0. Zavala takes a middle-middle fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders looking for that first win in the series. It was a 4-3 loss in Game 1, and then back-to-back games they've lost 6-1 in Games 2 and 3. It's been a struggle on the offensive side for the Riders this series. The 2-1 is a swing and a miss and a changeup dying low beneath the zone, and it's 2-2. Frisco held to just one run on two hits yesterday. One big hit, a solo home run by Cooper Johnson, and he is not in the lineup today. No score, top of the first, base is clear, 2-2 on Aaron Zavala. Warchanski winds and deals. This is outside. He spins in frustration as he just yanked that pitch low and outside. It's three balls and two strikes on the Riders right fielder with a Bimelec Ortiz looming on deck. Pull side shift in the infield for the Arkansas defense against Zavala. The payoff home. A swing and a miss. He struck him out with a change. A two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning for Warchanski. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the first inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing. Arkansas to the plate next in the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning we go from North Little Rock, Texas, or North Little Rock, Arkansas, I should say. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you. It's no score, Rough Riders and Travelers. Cole Young to begin it against Dane Acker on the mound for the Rough Riders. The right-hander winds and deals home to Young. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Young, 1-for-7 in the series, but he's the top prospect to the Mariners organization. Left-handed batter against the right-hander out of Brenham, Texas. The 0-1 misses up high, and it's 1-1. Acker, 6'2", 189-pounder, 25-year-old. Originally drafted by the A's in 2020 and traded over to the Rangers right before the 2021 season. 1-1. Set in the air out to left field on a line, though right at Jesus Cepeda. He makes the chest-high catch, and there's one away. Spencer Packard takes his turn now. No score, bottom one. Acker, the former Oklahoma Sooner, has been fantastic so far with Frisco. 8 2/3 innings over his two starts. He's allowed just one run while striking out 11 and surrendering just three base runners on walks. Spencer Packard, first pitch to him. He flicks it foul back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Another left-handed batter against the righty. His last start went 4 scoreless against Corpus Christi, allowing just 2 hits. He walked 2 but struck out 7. The 0-1. Up high with a fastball, and it's 1-1. And early on, getting the first out on 3 pitches, that's going to be the key for Acker. When he has found some trouble, it's not going deep into ball games. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball, chopped foul right side. It's 1-2. And that's simply because sometimes he will either fall behind and then come back and get an out, or have a long battle with foul balls against batters, and it will run up his pitch count, and he won't be able to get very deep in games. In fact, over the last 3 seasons, his career high is still just 5 innings, and he's only reached that in a start twice. The 1-2. And misses well inside. It's 2-2. No score. Bottom of the first. Base is clear. 1 down. Packard, 3-for-8 in the series. He's also walked 5 times. It's been the biggest struggle for the Rough Riders in this series, is giving up a lot of free passes from the mound. Acker peels in the 2-2. Popped up, left side, foul ground towards the Rough Riders dugout. Hicks the catcher into a slide, and he runs out of room. It bounces right in front of the Rough Riders dugout, but nobody could get there. The left-handed batter had a pull side shift on the infield, so Cody Freeman, the third baseman, was playing out where the shortstop would normally play. And in a normal defensive alignment, that would be a routine play for a third baseman, but because he was so far away, he couldn't get to it. So instead of out number 2, it's still 2-2. Acker has his sign once again. He offers. Fouled straight back again. It's still 2-2. Acker looking for an efficient day, and if he gets that, he'll probably use his defense behind him on some balls put in play. Let's take a look at that defense. Already heard from Jesus Cepeda in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. The 2-2. Breaking ball, hit foul on the ground right side. It's still 2-2. Cody Freeman at third. Franier Chavez gets his first start at shortstop this year. Alex Degody mans second base, while Abimelech Ortiz is on the right corner at first base. And Liam Hicks does the catching today for the Rough Riders. Hicks catching Acker for the second time this season. 2-2. Down in the dirt with the changeup. We're full at 3-2. And this is what you talk about with long at-bats against Dane Acker. This will be the 9th pitch due to Spencer Packard. Acker just turned 25 years old on April 1st. He takes a deep breath, shoulders up and down, shoulders just offset of home plate. He peels in the payoff. Fouled back again, still 3-2. That fastball is the bread and butter pitch for Dane Acker. And if you heard our interview with Rangers coordinator on the pitching side of things, Jordan Teagues, during our pregame show, you heard him say exactly that. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. This time turned to the changeup, and he picks up the strikeout. Dane Acker dispatches a Packard. Two outs, and the first strikeout for Dane Acker today. Mary Ford, the batter. The fastball will be 94 to 97 miles an hour. Acker mainly goes with that curveball and changeup as his two secondary pitches, but also has a slider that's new this year. Pitched to Ford. Fastball just outside. One ball and no strikes. Slider will be mixed in just a little bit. The Rangers adding that pitch to give him an extra secondary. It's more of a gyro slider than it is a sweeping slider. The 1-0. Fastball simmers high, and it's two balls and no strikes, meaning it has more depth to it than east-west movement as it comes to the plate. Two balls and no strikes on Ford, the catcher, right-handed batter. The pitch in. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him, and it's two balls and one strike now. Infield plays back. Straight up against Ford. He was 0 for 10 in the series, though he has walked three times. 2-1. Swing and a miss again, and another fastball elevated, and it's 2-2. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Bases clear. Tyler Locklear with his two home runs this series is on deck. Acker with a blonde glove. He winds the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three straight fastballs. He sits down Harry Ford, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Dane Acker. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top two coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second, Abimelech Ortiz to start it for the Rough Riders. Alex Dagoti and Cody Freeman follow. Middle third of the order against Danny Werchanski, and it's dueling 1-2-3 first innings for both these pitchers. Both with a couple strikeouts. They're scoreless. This has been a very pitcher-dominated series for the most part, and even more so if you go back to Game 2 and you remove that four-run bottom half of the eighth inning for Arkansas. You would have two games that were decided by just one run, if not for that four-run inning. Left on left, Werchanski dealing with Ortiz in the first pitch. It misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Yesterday got away from the Rough Riders early with Cole Drake making the spot start. Arkansas scored three in the first and one in the second. The 1-0. Ortiz bends away from a high slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cole Drake walked six in that start. Three-run homer by Tyler Locklear in the first. 2-0 pitch to Ortiz. Slider. This one fits on the outside corner for called strike one. It's 2-1. And Ortiz is certainly looking for that first hit with a little extra juice behind it. 0 for 11 in the series. 2-1. Another breaking ball. So to the top shelf for a strike, and it's 2-2. Ortiz has crushed the baseball in this series to no avail, and really, he is the epitome of the Rough Riders offense so far in this series. Frisco, through three games, just 5 runs on the offensive side, 13 hits. They're putting the ball in play a ton, though. The 2-2. Popped up, skied back behind home and foul.
So 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Rough Riders on offense are just averaging 5 strikeouts a game, which is extremely low for today's standards. Here's the windback. And the left-hander issues in the 2-2. Swinging a foul just off the end of the bat and off of Fort's glove, the catcher behind the plate. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still on Ortiz. And even though they're just averaging those 5 strikeouts a game, only 13 hits. And so they've gotten extremely unlucky with where their balls have gone in the field. The 2-2 is high and inside. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. If you subscribe to BABIP, which is batting average on balls put in play, Rough Riders BABIP here in this series has been very bad. The 3-2. A rocket foul right side into the netting, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. They say the average BABIP over the course of a season will be around 300. Those who put the ball in play should hit around 300 on a ball put in play on average. Rough Riders are certainly hitting below that here in this series. Full side chip for Ortiz. The pitch. Down low, ball 4, and he whips the bat on a little bat flip over towards his own dugout as he walks for the first time in the set. Ortiz reaches to start the second inning. It's the first base runner on either side in a scoreless game. And here's Alex DeGoti, who's walked 3 times himself in the series, the veteran and former major leaguer with the Astros. Borchanski looking over his glove as he bends low in his set position, dangling his arm to his left. He now has his sign and sets and pitches. Now one just misses inside, 1 ball and 0 strikes. It's a very interesting stretch position. He works from the extreme third base side of the rubber. His right foot, if you look directly on line with the plate and the rubber, is just a little bit more to the third base bag than his left as he looks in. He sets here in the 1-0. Check swing on a changeup. It's just a little bit low. They appeal, and he went. So a swing, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. As he bends over, his right elbow is on his right knee with his black glove just over his mouth, and his left arm dangles and moves in small circles. The 1-1. Soft tapper foul left side towards the mouth of the Rough Riders third base dugout. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Once he has his sign, he's up ready from the stretch and ready to pitch home. Keeping an eye on Ortiz, who has yet to attempt a steal this year and probably won't very much over the course of the year. Ortiz is not known for his ability to steal bases. Known more for his ability to jog around the bases than steal them. Over the course of his career, he has not had, or I should say he's only had 12 stolen bases. The 1-2. DeGoti swings, punches it into shallow left center field. Could be trouble. The shortstop back. McCullough lost it in the twilight sky. The center fielder Polkovich has it, though, and he throws to second for the out. So Ortiz had to go halfway. Wasn't sure if it was going to be caught or not. McCullough went back. He lost it, but then he reached up to the sky like he deeped him a little bit. And Ortiz fell for the trick. And it turns out to be an 8-4 fielder's choice. DeGoti on at first base, 1 down, top of the second. Cody Freeman bats now. The pitch. Change up low, 1 ball, no strikes. Freeman, like almost everyone else, is 0 for 10 here in this series. Joking earlier before the game, he said, how about an 0 for 10 to start the series? And said, at least I'm not alone. Said, not sure if that's a good thing, Cody. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. DeGoti's back in. Always lighthearted and trying to find the positive side of things. After the game one loss in this series, walking into the clubhouse after the game, first guy you see is Cody Freeman. He says, don't worry, we have 5 more nights. The pitch. Swinging a line drive, base hit into right field. DeGoti up to second base. He stops right there, and there's Cody Freeman's first hit of the series. The Rough Riders with runners at first and second and one down here in the second inning. Rainier Chavez, the batter now for Frisco. Good approach by Freeman. Got a breaking ball in the outside corner from the left-hander and just punched it in the right field, not trying to do too much. Picks up the single. Rainier Chavez trying to keep it going for the Rough Riders and put him on the board with a base hit. As Degody runs well at second. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw. He stretches, comes home. Fastball inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders have the first hit today. Trying to get to Werchanski here in the second inning. He dangles the arm off to his left. He's ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second. Kicks in the 0-1. Swinging a bouncer foul into the Riders' dugout left side. Watch out. Rangers data apprentice Jason Ferrari bending out of the way of it. Good reaction time. No balls and two strikes. And Chavez calls time. Steps out. Chavez is just 1-for-7 in the series with an RBI. Degody and Freeman have their leads. Werchanski readies, and he brings it home. Swinging a foul back into Ford's glove for strike three. There's out number two in the inning, and the third strikeout from Werchanski. Two down for Scott Capers, the Rough Riders' designated hitter. Capers just 1-for-13 to start the season, but that one hit a solo homer in Wichita. A long ball here would be huge for the Rough Riders, though that's not Scott's game. The pitch. It's down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. It's always funny talking to Capers. He's a guy who's really a baseball rat, as the old adage goes. Loves baseball, and he almost loves it too much, he says, to be a good hitter. He says he's always thinking up there at the plate and trying to work on shutting his brain off a little bit. The 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Being a catcher, Capers says that he's always up there thinking exactly what pitch he would call in this situation and trying to base what he's doing at the plate off of that. Well, he's come to realize that that doesn't always work out because it's not always the same game plan. The 1-1. Breaking ball just outside. It's two balls and one strike. And so he's really working on going up there with an approach, with a game plan against that pitcher, and trying to shut the rest of his brain off and not overthink every single pitch before it's coming in. What he's trying to do is go up there and do damage. So sometimes early in the count, I'm okay with looking foolish. I'm okay with thinking a slider is coming and swinging at it even though it's way outside. Just want to get that pitch and do damage with it when it is in the zone. The 2-1. High and outside, three balls in one strike. Just the batting gloves here, tucking his bat underneath his right arm. Standing back in with a good count to do damage at 3-1. Degody leads from second, Freeman from first. Scoreless in the top of the second, two down. Werchanski readies. And he brings it in. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, and it's three balls and two strikes now. Pitch he wanted, not the location he wanted, as it was up and away. Werchanski ready. And he brings in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with the 3-2 changeup. And he gets out of the jam. Four Ks for Werchanski. He strands two aboard for the Rough Riders. And we're still scoreless to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
We're scoreless to the bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders and Travelers. Game number four of this six-game series. Zach Bigley with you. And happy to have you. Tyler Locklear bats to lead things off for the Travelers in the second inning after Dane Acker threw a 1-2-3 first on 18 pitches. Righty on righty, he goes back to work with the first toss. Fastball sits high, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's Tyler Locklear, Hogan Windisch, and Grant Witherspoon, the 3-2 up in this middle third of the order for Arkansas. Acker rocks back in the 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. We're talking about how Acker has trouble going deep into games. He's only had 2 5-inning starts in his minor league career. The average number of pitches per inning will tell you that. He rocks back in the 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. One of the few sliders we'll see in this start. And it's 1-2, the new pitch he just added this spring training. Over the course of his career, he's averaging 17 pitches per inning in the minor leagues. He deals in the 1-2. Check swing on a pitch away, and he did not go. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He threw 18 pitches in that first inning, and if you think about it, if you're at a 75-pitch pitch count, 18 pitches an inning, that's still under 5 innings. The 2-2. Just below the zone, missing with the fastball. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes, and so efficiency is going to be the name of the game for Acker, really going forward. He's had a lot of injury issues over his career with the Tommy John surgery right when he was drafted. 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him with a fastball up an inside corner. Tyler Locklear down on strikes. It's 3 consecutive sat down with by Dane Acker. One away and Hogan Windisch bats. Windisch designated hitter today. No score, bottom of the second. Looks in over the top of his glove and rips in the first pitch. Fastball, strike outside corner, 0-1. And strike one is so important for Acker. Yeah, at bat completely changes when you get strike one, and he's thrown strike one to 3 of the first 5 batters he's seen. The pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike two, 0-2. And when he's attacking like this, he is your true top-end kind of guy here at this level. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. 3 pitches. He sits him down. High fastball this time. Dane Acker has struck out 4 in a row, and there are 2 outs here in the second. Dominating. Here's Grant Witherspoon now. 0-0 our score, bottom of the second. Pull side shift, left-handed batter. First pitch. He fouls it off back behind home, and it's 0-1. Dane Acker coming out firing over these last two batters, just filling up the zone. That's what we saw last year when he was at his best. So far this season, the 0-1. This is low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. As some of you may know, he pitched the entire season last year on a torn meniscus. Wasn't able to push off very well on his right leg because of that injury in his right knee. The 1-1. It's high with a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. So his velocity was down. Well, now his velocity is up, and as Jordan Teeks, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers, said, he said that fastball is where it was 2 years ago, pre-injury now, and it's making a lot of hitters uncomfortable at the plate. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup below the zone, and it's 2-2. So that's the Dane Acker you want to see. A guy who can climb the ladder with that fastball, can dip the changeup below the zone and get swings and misses. 2-2 here on Witherspoon. The pick. That misses low. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Acker goes off behind the mound, cleans his cleats off. Gets a new baseball from Liam Hicks. Decent crowd on this Friday night in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Acker's payoff home. Lost him. Missed inside. Heater couldn't find the zone, and that brings Ben Ramirez in the seventh spot to the plate. It's the first base runner against Dane Acker today. We continue to keep an eye on that pitch count. It's up to 33 now for Acker. Ramirez, another left-handed batter. Acker readies and brings it home. Fastball, top shelf for a strike, 0-1. Acker has not allowed many hits in the beginning of the season. He's only allowed five through his first two starts. Right-handers are hitting 190 against him. Lefties, just 111, 1-for-9. Throw goes over to first base. Witherspoon back in safely. That's the good thing you want to see, is even when Acker is not getting the strikeouts, he's inducing soft contact. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. Misses high and outside. Ball and a strike. Ramirez 3-for-9 in the series. Open stance as a left-handed batter. Acker readies with a blonde glove at the belt. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a changeup low of the zone. One ball, two strikes. Time called. Now steps back in. Rough Riders with a pull side shift behind him defensively. Acker with the 1-2. Curve ball, just low. A check swing, and he did not go. It's 2-2. Boy, tried that curveball right below the zone. Didn't get the call. Good looking pitch. With Witherspoon at first base, the offering. Fastball high, we're full at 3-2. It has the early on feeling of a game that is going to be a lot like the other ones in this series, where it's going to be decided by just a few plays. Low-scoring, pitcher-friendly game. 3-2 pitch. Runner takes off. There's a swing and a bounding ball to second. Two hops to Degote. He's got it. Throws to first and retires Ramirez. Scoreless second for Dane Acker in a scoreless game into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.
Or top of the third. Right-hander of the plate, lefty on the mound in the first pitch. Over the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 0-1 on the center fielder. So he was drafted by the Brewers out of Pace University, but Werchanski ended up failing the physical and would not be signed. He's from New York. He went to the Yankees doctor, and he said, well, I don't know why they didn't clear you. I would clear you. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. That one gets through the catcher forward all the way back to the backstop, and Cepeda moves up to second. They're going to rule that a pass ball. It didn't hit the ground. So a pass ball as a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. 1-1 on Strong. So the Yankees doctor said, yeah, I'd clear you. I don't know what's going on. So he went to the Rangers, and the Rangers gave him a physical, and they also did not sign him. So something was very wrong. They said, it's your elbow. And so a completely healthy pitcher, he decided then in 2019 to get Tommy John surgery. And he didn't pitch the rest of the season. Well, COVID hit in 2020, missed that year. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch to Strong. He shows bunt, puts it up in the air, out to the pitcher, who lets it bounce in front of him, fields to his left, throws to first, not in time. Cepeda stayed at second base with the bunt up in the air, and the Rough Riders have runners at first and second and nobody out now. Kind of an odd play where the bunt was punched up in the air, but it was far enough away from the pitcher, Werchanski, where he couldn't catch it. He reached his glove up to kind of deke the runner, Cepeda. It landed, but kind of rolled away from him with the spin towards the third base line. And when he picked it up and threw to first, Strom had beaten it out. So runners now at first and second. Nobody down for Liam Hicks in a scoreless game. Corners pinch in the pinch. Low and outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Hicks did not show bunt. So Werchanski, after missing two full seasons with COVID and Tommy John surgery, no one would sign him, so he went to play indie ball in the Frontier League in New York. The 1-0. That one's flied into left center field with some good carry on it. Polkovich started back, now comes in, makes the catch. Runners tag, but nobody advances. One away now for Aaron Zavala. Runners at first and second for the Riders. No score in the third. So he played two seasons in 2021 and 2022 with New York. Pitched in the Puerto Rican Winter League. Still nobody would sign him. Pitched again in independent ball. Still nobody would sign him. Well, finally entering into this year, the Mariners needed an innings eater. The pitch outside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes, and they gave him a shot. In independent ball, he threw a ton of innings. Over 300 innings during his time in indie ball, including 120 in 2023. The pitch just outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. So here he is this season making his affiliated baseball debut at the ripe age of 26. The Valhalla, New York native. And a jam here, the 2-0. Fastball strike, upside or upper outside corner. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike now on Zavala. Scoreless game, top of the third. Zavala trying to change that. He struck out swinging back in the first. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. High fastball. He chased it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind blowing softly into right field this time. It's blown in from right the last few days. 2-2 offering. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Kicks off the mound. It's in his center base hit. Cepeda around third. He crosses the plate. And the Rough Riders strike first. Aaron Zavala comes through, an RBI single, and Frisco leads 1-0 in the third. Kellen Strom goes first to third on the play. Aaron Zavala, his seventh RBI in his first 11 games. Now Abimelech Ortiz trying to keep it going. First time where Chansky has allowed a run since his first start against Springfield. Ortiz drew a well-earned walk in the second. And a 9-pitch plate appearance. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the third. Offering to Ortiz. Breaking ball high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz still just sitting on one homer, playing the 13th game of the season this year. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. Ortiz takes a spinner at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. That's not unusual. Last year, he hit 33 home runs, and only two of them came in April. He really turned it on in the middle of the season. Stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball just outside. Two balls and one strike. Ortiz can really get that power going, and he'll go on stretches where he's on fire. Rough Riders hoping that comes at some point. Here's the stretch by the left-hander, and a throw goes over to first base. Zavala's back in. Strom at third, Zavala at first. Two balls and one strike on Ortiz. One run in already here in this third inning. Werchanski dangling the arm to his left. He's got his sign and stretches. Zavala dancing off first. 2-1 home. Change up bottom of the zone, a called strike. 2-2 on Ortiz. And he calls time and steps out. He has bright red batting gloves. It's the Ranger red. Clashing against the maroon helmet that he has. Slate tops today for the Rough Riders. Great pants. Two balls, two strikes. And Werchanski, a long stretch, the 2-2. Popped up off the end of the bat, left side, foul ground. The third baseman Ramirez gives up on it. It's three rows deep into the stands. A foul ball. Two balls, two strikes still on Ortiz. Darkness is upon us on this Friday night. The lights have taken effect. The lights of downtown Little Rock just across the Arkansas River from us to our right beyond right field. Tall buildings. It's a really, really pretty setting here in this park. 2-2 offering to Ortiz. Again, punch foul left side. Still two balls, two strikes on the first baseman. Alex Degoni waiting on deck for the Rough Riders. It's the chilliest night of this series so far at 60 degrees. A lot of coats around the ballpark. 2-2. Misses away in the dirt. And Ford looks down to second as Zavala took off. And Zavala trying to draw a throw. Jogs into second base while staring at Ford, and no throw. Strom stays at third. It's a stolen base for Zavala. Three balls and two strikes on Ortiz. Ortiz has been so impressive in these first two plate appearances against Werchanski. Really tough left-on-left matchup with a lot of spin. He's hanging in there, fouling off pitches. The offering in. Breaking ball. Pop foul again. Left side and out of play. And it's still three balls and two strikes. And it's so easy to look at a guy like Ortiz, who hit 33 homers last year, was so impressive on the power side of things, and say, well, that's not a hitter, that's just a power hitter. He's a really good hitter, too. 3-2 again. Swinging a foul off the fist. Up into the netting left side. Great job of protecting on a fastball running inside. Still 3-2. Looking for that first hit of the series. If he gets it here, it'll score two. Strom at third, Zavala at second. We'll try the payoff again. Swinging a ground ball right side to the first baseman, Locklear. He's got it, takes it to the bag himself. Ortiz retired on another hard ground ball out by Abimelech Ortiz, but Strom comes across to score, and the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. His second RBI of this series, his second RBI ground out. Here's Alex Dugoty now with two down in the inning. Zavala moves to third on the play. 2-0 Rough Riders in the third. Dugoty 0-1. The pitch misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. He really should have been 1-1. If the bases were clear, he would have been. He floated one into a shallow center field that Ortiz at first base back in the second got deked out by the shortstop. McCullough thought he was going to catch it. It dropped in, and the center fielder Polkovic threw him out at second. Pitch is a strike in the outside corner. It's 1-1. So it ended up being an 8-4 fielder's choice instead of a base hit. The pitch. Dugoty pops it up right behind home plate. Ford back at the warning track, and it's into the seats. Foul ball. Ball on two strikes on Dugoty. The fan makes a nice play. Rough Riders getting their first run on the Aaron Zavala RBI single. The pitch. Swinging a bounding ball left side. Third baseman Ramirez backs up. He's got it. Rifles onto first and gets Dugoty, and the side closes. But the Rough Riders get two runs on three hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom three coming up. It's 2-0 Riders from the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th. So make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker back to the hill in the bottom of the third inning, now with the lead. It's 2-0 Frisco. Morgan McCullough, Caden Polkovich, Cole Young to swing the sticks for Arkansas. 8-9-1 in the Travs lineup. McCullough, left-handed batter against Acker, the right-hander. First pitch on the way. Swinging a chopper, foul right side off of McCullough's foot. And it's 0-1, and he goes down in a heap at the plate. Hopefully he's okay. Nothing more than a stinger, hopefully. And he gets up slowly, trying to walk it off. Rough Riders getting their two runs in the third inning on an RBI single from Aaron Zavala and an RBI ground out by Abimelech Ortiz. Rough Riders in the beginning of the season did such a great job getting on the board first, but Arkansas has had that over the last few games. Rough Riders are 6-3 when they do score first and 1-2 when they don't in the early part of the season. 0-1 on McCullough. He stands back in the offering home. Swinging a chopper again right side and foul. Nearly punched it into his foot again. No balls and two strikes. McCullough and Polkovich are very similar in stature batters. Both on the shorter side. Polkovich is a switch hitter, though. The 0-2. Soft grounder out to second. Degote waits for it. Vacuums it in and slings it on to first for the out. One away on three pitches, and Polkovich takes his turn. 39 pitches for Acker to get through the first two innings, so good to see him retiring the first batter on three pitches. There's about 75 pitches to work with in this start today. Rough Riders would like him to probably go at least five. Cole Drake only went 1 1/3 in his start yesterday. Pitch to Polkovich. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Polkovich 3-for-6 in the series. He's driven in three runs and walked twice. He's been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this set. 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Doubled up on the heater. 0-2. Rough Riders infield set to pull. It's 2-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the third. Acker deals. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Acker grabs the baseball in both hands, rubbing it down. Licks his right fingers, rubs it off on the pants. Now he has the baseball on the rubber and winds back in the 1-2. Fastball simmers high, two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders starting pitching this year has been rather inconsistent. Starters this season have been worse on the ERA side than their bullpen. A 2-2. Curveball, strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Dane Acker with the strikeout, his fifth. And there are two gone in the third. First strikeout in the curveball. But two outs and Cole Young bats now. He's only allowed one base runner through 2 2/3 innings. Dane Acker, of course, pacing the starters of the 1.04 ERA coming into this start and just dropping it lower and lower. First pitch to Young. He shows bunt, puts it down the third base side. It trickles foul. And it's 0-1. Rough Riders starters of the 5.05 ERA coming into today. The bullpen just slightly under that, just a little bit above 4.5. Rough Riders offense would certainly like to start producing just a little bit more. The pitch. Curveball for a strike. Down the heart of the plate. It's 0-2. Especially just five runs in this series entering today. Not quite going to cut it. Two in that third really helps out. They're up 2-0. The 0-2. Another curveball. Bouncing ball. Foul right side. It's 0-2 still. Acker trying to get through a clean third. He's up at the half-century mark in pitches. This will be number 51. Here she comes. Fastball high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Climbs the hill once again. Shoulders offset just slightly of home. Glove at the belt. He wiggles it back. The 1-2. Low and outside in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Riders infield resets. Everyone's heels at the cut of the grass. The exception of Freeman, who's playing near the shortstop spot, I should say, at third base. Acker whips in the 2-2. Curveball whacked in the air to left field. Cepeda going back. He's got it measured. He spears it out of the air. And the Rough Riders are through another scoreless third inning. Thanks to Dane Acker. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Five strikeouts through three shutout. Hitless innings for Dane Acker. Riders lead 2-0 to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman starts the Rough Riders fourth inning. Frisco up 2-0. Freeman followed by Chavez and Capers. It's 6-7-8 in the Frisco order. Two runs coming in the third for Frisco. Danny Orchanski back out there in the left-hander. Back into his windup, first pitch to Freeman. Changeup strike inside corner, 0-1. Freeman singled into right field back in the second. His first hit of the series here in game four. Monkey off his back for sure. The 0-1. Low and outside, it's one ball and one strike. The Rangers just finished up their series in Detroit yesterday. They're now starting a three-game weekend set in Atlanta. Really tough matchup for the Rangers. Atlanta, one of the best teams in baseball. The 1-1. There's a high fly ball into shallow right field. Witherspoon coming in. Right fielder's there, plants his feet, and plucks it out of the air. One away. Bringer Chavez the batter. Well, Texas and Atlanta are tied at 6 in the bottom half of the third inning. Marcus Semien had a leadoff homer for the second consecutive day. His fourth of the season. And the Braves went up 3-1 after a couple Travis d'Arnaud homers. The pitch. High and outside to Chavi. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 Rough Riders lead it here. And Adolis Garcia just tied the game in the top of the sixth inning with a two-run double. So we're tied at 3 in Atlanta. The pitch. Misses away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Of course, we always give you the former Rough Riders update. Wyatt Langford's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Davis Wenzel still in search of that first big league hit. He's 0-for-2 to start the day. The pitch. Outside, it's three balls and no strikes. Leody Taveras with a single as well. He's 1-for-2. Andrew Heaney got the start. He went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 3 hits. He struck out 5 and walked 2. Jacob Latz is on to pitch right now. And he's walked 2 in the inning, but 2/3 scoreless, trying to get out of it. Jake Latz was here in 2021. What a great guy. He worked out in Frisco in the offseason as well, so always saw him around. Always rooting for Jacob Latz. Bringer Chavez is ahead 3-0. 2-0 our score. Rough Riders out in front, top of the fourth. After a quick mound visit, the pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike. 3-1. Chavez struck out on 3 pitches back in the second. So the Rough Riders had runners at first and second and just one down. The pitch. That's high for ball 4, and Chavez works the walk. That's something he's been phenomenal at in the early part of the season, getting on base with the free passes. He's aboard at first, and Scott Capers takes his turn. Chavez's 10th walk of the season, which ties him for 5th in the Texas League. He leads from first. Pitch to Capers. Check swing, strike down the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Riders lead 2-0, top of the fourth. Capers DHing today. He struck out in the second. Orchanski peers at first, swivels home. Popped up on the infield, right side. The second baseman, Young, calling everyone off. He makes the catch. Both toes on the infield cutout dirt. Just barely across from the grass. Two down for Jesus Cepeda, who singled and scored in the third. Frisco leading 2-0. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Orchanski rocks in. On the inside edge for a strike, it's 0-1. Bottom of the order here, Cepeda representing the ninth spot. Runner at first, two down. The left-hander delivers home. Before that, a quick throw over to first, and Cepeda, or I should say Chavez, is back in safely. To see Cepeda pick up that base hit, his third of the season, trying to get his things going on the offensive side. The pitch. Swinging a hard grounder up the middle. The second baseman backhands. Young on to second, and they just get Chavez. Man, what a play. If there wasn't a runner on first, that's a base hit for Cepeda. There is almost no way Young in shallow center throws him out, but a great play to get the runner in second base, and the side is retired here in the fourth. Bottom four coming up. Rough Riders leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time.
Last of the fourth inning, Rough Riders leading 2-0. Spencer Packard starts it off. It's 2-3-4 for the Travelers against Dane Acker, who's gone hitless through three. First pitch. Just misses high, a check swing, and he held. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Only one base runner so far for the Travelers. That was a walk. Back in the second, Grant Witherspoon was the one who drew it. Acker's 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-1. That was the slider from Acker. I believe that's only the third slider he's thrown tonight. A guy who is still trying to learn that pitch and get the feel for it. 1-1 is a bouncer up the first baseline. Easy play for Ortiz. It takes a cherry hop right to him, and the first baseman grabs it to the pillow for the out. One away in the fourth inning, and Harry Ford makes his way in. Strikeout in the first inning, and Acker fell behind him 2-0, and then when three straight fastballs elevated, he got the swings and misses on all of them. Ford now 0 for 11 in this series. The pitch. Fastball just outside. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 Frisco, bottom half of the fourth on this pleasant Friday night. We were talking about the Rangers game, and Rangers were tied 3-3 with Atlanta. And Travis d'Arnaud apparently decided to wake up and become Babe Ruth today. The 1-0. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. He's had a really fine Major League career in his 12th season, but came in tonight hitting 200 on the season with no homers. He hit two homers earlier today and then just hit a grand slam in the sixth. The pitch. Misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. So three-homer day for Travis d'Arnaud. And he's driven in six of the seven runs for the Braves. They lead 7-3 going into the seventh. 2-1. Fastball cut on and missed. Top shelf. It's two balls and two strikes, and Ford just has zero chance against that Acker fastball elevated now. Right-hander has his sign again, but he goes up top again. A 2-2. Fastball just high. He didn't offer at it that time. Nearly fit it on the upper edge. Acker flinched, thinking it was strike three. We'll try it with the 3-2 with one down and the bases clear. Fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. Acker steps off behind the mound, tucks his blonde glove underneath his right arm. Rubs the baseball. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a foul. Back into Hicks' glove. Strike three. He struck out Ford for the second time, who snaps the bat over his knee. Harry Ford is not in a good place right now. Sixth strikeout for Dane Acker. So Ford is not alone. And there are two down. Tyler Locklear struck out looking in the second. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Big fastball, big swing, and a big miss. It's 0-1. Locklear has two homers in this series, including a bomb 2 days ago. The pitch popped up right side, shallow right field. Zavala coming in towards the line, still running. He's there, and he makes the grab. Side retired. Four no-hit innings for Dane Acker on this Friday night. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top of the fifth inning next. It's 2-0. Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts the top of the fifth inning for Frisco, leading 2-0. Kellen Strom is 1-for-2 today with a bunt base hit. Frisco, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Arkansas, 2 runs on 0 hits and no errors. Danny Werchanski back to work in the first pitch from the left-hander. Inside, 1-ball and 0 strikes. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, trying to add on to the lead they already have here in this fifth inning. The pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-ball and 1 strike. There is action right now in the Rough Riders bullpen. So this could be the end of Dane Acker after his 4 no-hit innings with 6 strikeouts. The 1-1. So we're going to chopper up the middle. McCullough to his left. Dives it short. He's got it. Fires to first. Not in time. Strom beats it out. Oh, baby. Morgan McCullough, nearly a spectacular play at shortstop. Strom has his second infield single of the day. Rough Riders are the leadoff man aboard here in the fifth inning. What a fantastic play by McCullough. Well, actually, now that we get the binoculars out and look at the bullpen beyond right center field, Tristan Polly fooled us. He fooled me. I'm taking responsibility for that. Here's Liam Hicks. And the first pitch. There's a drive down the right field line. It drops in fair, rolling to the corner. Here goes Strom. He gets rid of the helmet around third. He gets the wave home, but it goes under the wall in right field. And it's a ground rule double, and Strom would have scored. And he rolls his head back in frustration as he goes back to third base. Now the Rough Riders cook in with runners at second and third. And nobody out here in the fifth inning. It's a double for Liam Hicks. Well, Tristan Polly was throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen, kind of. He's up on the mound right now, just making motions. He's not actually throwing any balls, so he's just getting some visualization, and it looks like it will be Dane Acker next inning. So runners at second and third, nobody out here in the fifth. Riders leading 2-0, infield in for Arkansas against Aaron Zavala. And the first pitch from Werchanski is a slider on the outside corner that whips across the zone and captures the outside corner a strike. It's 0-1. Aaron Zavala broke the scoreless tie in the third with an RBI single into center field. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside. 1-ball and 1 strike. Hopefully Zavala is just starting to get going. When he is hot, he can carry an offense. Fantastic on-base season to start things, but still just starting to hit the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider outside again. It's 1-ball and 2 strikes. One of the top walkers in the league is 12 walks or third in the Texas League. Says he doesn't care about stats, but he's one of the best on-base percentage guys in all of AA. The 1-2. Slider fouled away left side. He stays alive. Good pitch. Slider on the outside edge. Zavala is also fifth in on-base percentage coming into tonight at .444. One ball and two strikes. Runners lead from second and third. The pitch. Outside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Z. Abimelech Ortiz on deck. This is a very dangerous part of the order when they're all cooking. Chance to break it open. 2-2. Foul back. Clips the netting, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is actually, oh man, this is a new pitcher. This is Ben Onishko, who has taken over. He has the same motion as Werchanski and is a lefty. The pitch. Fouled straight back again. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. I was just thinking, I don't remember Werchanski throwing this many sliders. And it is Onishko. Left-handed side armor just like Werchanski. So Anishko is out on the hill. Here in the fifth, where Chansky goes four in his start. Two balls, two strikes on Zavala. Offering in. Fastball fought off the hands, foul. Left side, good defensive hack on a fastball riding inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Runners take their leads from second and third. The 2-2 fouled back again to the left. And it's still 2-2. Zavala continues to battle. This will be the 10th pitch upcoming. It's still just two balls. Left-hander offers in. Breaking ball, strike three called, top of the zone. Oh, a beautiful front door slider. Zavala caught looking. And he sat down for the first strikeout of Anishko's day and the first out of the fifth. There's Abimelech Ortiz. These left-handers have been really tough on the left-handers for Frisco. Lefty-lefty matchup favoring the pitchers here. Ortiz has walked and grounded out, producing a run back in the fifth. Long mound visit for Harry Ford, the catcher. Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire, goes out and double checks with him, makes sure it doesn't take too long, walks him back to the plate. Strom at third, Hicks at second. Infield remains in with one down, top of the fifth. Left-hander kicks. Strike in the inside corner with the slider, and it's 0-1. That is a really tough pitch to hit. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-1 outside, it's 0-2. Right-handed hitter Alex Degody is on deck. Riders already two runs on six hits, trying to add on. The 0-2 pitch to Ortiz. Slider cranked high in the air out to right field. Not deep enough to get out, but deep enough to score a run. Witherspoon makes the catch. Strom tags. He comes in to score. Hicks tags and moves to third. It's 3-0 Rough Riders. Man, Ortiz just missed that with a massive swing. Just got under it. A sack fly out to right field. And the Rough Riders lead 3-0. Two down in the inning. Runner at third. And here's Alex Degody. Three nothing Frisco. Anishko readies, brings it. Degody takes down and in 1-0. An alley in left center field if Degody wants to put it there. Shading into the opposite way. 1-0. Slider inside. Two balls and no strikes on the Riders' second baseman, who's 0-2 today. Anishko kicks in. Inside, he hit him. Got him on the left leg. Just yanked that slider all the way inside. And he nails Degody. So a hit by pitch puts runners on the corners with two down, and here's Cody Freeman. Now batting number one, Cody Freeman. The inning has gone single, double, strikeout, sack fly, and now hit by pitch. Cody Freeman is 1-2 today. Left-hander readies, deals to the righty at the plate. DeGoti takes off, pitches outside, no throw down to second. Alex DeGoti with a stolen base. It's the second one for the Rough Riders today. They have still yet to be caught on the base pass in 12 attempts. Well, one ball and no strikes on Freeman. Two in scoring position for him now. The pitch, high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Left-hander Rennies. Kicks and brings it in. And before that, he steps off. Trying to reset things. Two on the pond for Cody Freeman. He singled into right field back in the second. Now Anishko, the 2-0. Slider outside. Three balls and no strikes. Freeman standing straight up and down in the right-handed batter's box. 3-0. Well, clips the outside corner on a slider, a strike, and it's 3-1. Flag hugging the pole out in left center field. No wind to speak of right now. Maybe a slightly soft breeze blowing out to right field. 3-1. Way outside, ball four, and Cody Freeman walks. The bases are loaded for Freiner Chavez. Chavi with an opportunity to blow this baby open with a ball in the gap. Chavez walked back in the fourth. He struck out in the second. Here's the stretch in the left-hander's pitch. Popped up in the air. Foul right side. Out of play. 0-1. On Chavez. You have good speed at first and second, not so much at third with Hicks, but that doesn't matter with there being two outs. The 0-1. Right down the heart of the plate, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-2. Looked like he snuck it by him. No balls and two strikes on Chavez with the bases loaded. Left-hander's pitch. Slider, ground ball, left side, a diving stop. Ramirez from third up to his feet, throws to first, and he caught him. Locklear, the first baseman, dove off to his right to snare it and kept his right foot on the bag, and they just get Chavez in a phenomenal play on both ends. Wow. Rough Riders get a run. Bottom five coming up. Frisco leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a game we've had so far. It's 3-0 Rough Riders, but we've seen some great defensive plays on both sides. Dane Acker spinning a gem. He goes into the fifth inning facing Hogan Windisch in the first pitch. Fastball high, one ball, no strikes. Four no-hit innings for him so far with six strikeouts. One base runner, I should say, allowed on a walk. There's the wind back by the right-hander in the 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. For the Rough Riders with their runs in the third, two of them, and another one with a sack fly from Abimelech Ortiz in the fifth. It's back to Acker in this fifth inning, working on 67 pitches. The 1-1, fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. Usually he's around 75 pitches with his mark, but still nobody loosening in the bullpen quite yet. We're sticking with him. I like it. 1-2 toss. Bounces down in the dirt, skips away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Well, three runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. No runs on no hits and no errors for Arkansas. This is game four of this six-game series. One of two trips the Rough Riders have to North Little Rock this year. Right-hander with the 2-2. Fastball rides inside, 3-2. Frisco will be back here for July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd later this season. It's a little bit of a weird series. We'll play the first three here in Arkansas. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup outside corner. Strike three on the swing by Hogan Windisch. Seven strikeouts for Dane Acker. Grant Witherspoon to the plate. Dane Acker has tied his career high with seven strikeouts, the fourth time he's done it, and the second time this year. Grant Witherspoon now the only batter to reach today for Arkansas. The pitch. And misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Dane Acker has been fantastic tonight. He peers over the top of his glove in the 1-0. Fastball pierces the outside edge of strike, and it's 1-1. So the first three games of that series in July will be played here, and then the second three will be played in Frisco. It's because of the 3rd and 4th of July thing that happens in the minors. The 1-1 is a curveball outside corner, strike two, and it's 1-2. Every team in the minor leagues either gets the 3rd of July or the 4th of July at home because it's such a big draw for fans. It's usually one of the biggest crowds of the year. It was our biggest last year, second biggest in franchise history. The 1-2, curveball is low. Just misses, and it's 2-2. And so we'll have the 3rd of July here and the 4th of July at home. Acker ready is the 2-2. Low again, and it's three balls, two strikes again on Grant Witherspoon. A lot of full counts today for Acker. This is his 7th full count. Second batter in a row in this fifth. Payoff pitch. Swinging a little chopper. Back out in front of home. Acker off the hill. Fields whips it to first. And he gets him. Boy, Abimelech Ortiz had a crossover into the line. And he collided softly with Witherspoon as he was able to get across the bag and into foul ground to make the catch. Witherspoon kind of bounced off of him. And there are two away. And one good thing, if you're Abimelech Ortiz, you're a guy who's not going to get knocked around very well with his frame. Not a dirty play by any means, just a bad throw by Acker and a good play by Ortiz to grab it. So here's Ben Ramirez now with two down. Time called, and Liam Hicks will go out and chat with Acker, working on 77 pitches now. Two down in the fifth and out away from tying his career high in innings pitched. A strikeout away from setting a career high in strikeouts. Cody Freeman in on the huddle as well on the mound. Ben Ramirez bounced out to second back in the second inning. Pull side shift in the infield for the Rough Riders, leading 3-0. Last of the fifth. Acker flutters the glove of the belt, winds back and offers. Fastball low, and it's 1-0. Acker, who grew up a massive Astros fan in the state of Texas, the 1-0. Misses low, and it's 2-0. A Craig Biggio fan. Got a chance to pitch at Minute Maid in college when he was at Oklahoma and threw a no-hitter against LSU there. It's been fantastic tonight. The 2-0. Fouled straight back. 2-1 on Ramirez. Trying to set a career high in the minor leagues in strikeouts tonight. A brunette bearded right-hander. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball right by him. 2-2. Acker has his sign. He deals. Fouled in and out of Hicks's glove, and it's 2-2. Dane Acker has been kind of the guy you expected to be the ace of this rotation. And that is coming to fruition early on in this season. He winds the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2-2. He's up over 80 pitches now. Two and two on Ramirez. Two outs, bases clear. The right-hander kicks in. Breaking ball in the dirt. We're forward 3-2. He gets a new baseball. Looks over the top of his glove. The payoff in. Just low. Ball four. He lost him. His second walk. Ben Ramirez at first for Morgan McCullough. Looks a little bit tired. Oh, and here comes Carlos. Cardoza out of the dugout, and he's going to go get Acker. Acker cannot complete the five innings. 4 2/3 no-hit innings for Acker. He leaves with Ben Ramirez at first and just could not finish him off. Robbie Ahlstrom, the pitcher, out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 3-0 Frisco. Pitching change here in North Little Rock on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom, the pitcher for the Rough Riders, as Dane Acker exits with a runner at first base. Two outs in the fifth inning, Frisco leading 3-0. First pitch to Morgan McCullough is a swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders turning to the bullpen for the first time today. Dane Acker could not quite get through five in his start, but nonetheless, a very strong start for him. 4 2/3 innings, no hits. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. Allstrom with the lefty-lefty matchup in the pitch. Fastball, middle-middle, a strike, and it's 0-2 on McCullough, the shortstop, who bounced out to second in the third. Allstrom has had a really good season. He peers in. And the left-hander with his sign, the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, slider away, and he strikes him out on 3 pitches. That retires the side and closes the book on Dane Acker's brilliant day. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. Top 6 next. Frisco leads 3-0. Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top 6, Rough Riders a 3-0 advantage over Arkansas in game 4 of this series. 8-9-1 for Frisco in the 6th. It's Scott Capers, Hazel Cepeda, and Kellen Strom do up. And Anishko still out there after he threw the 5th. It was a lengthy one for him. He faced 7 batters. Rough Riders just got a run and stranded 3. First pitch to Scott Capers. Punched in the air. Foul right side. 0-1. Sack fly from Abimelech Ortiz in that 5th inning. The lone run that crossed for Frisco. Right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher. Capers 0-2. Anishko's pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. 0-2. It's always interesting to ask guys who are designated hitters, what do they do during the game? Capers is always so active as a catcher when he plays defensively, and he hasn't DH'd very often in his career. He said he always tries to stay locked in and watch the game and make sure he's always connected. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 offering. Down and in. It's 1-2, but with Capers as well, he said that, you know, because I'm a catcher, I can watch the game and maybe talk to whoever's catching. Tonight it's Liam Hicks, and say, hey, just want to make sure that you saw this and we're seeing it on the same page, and provide a different perspective from the dugout. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. Maybe it's a way a guy took a pitch or a way that his swing was off just a little bit on a certain offering, and they can game plan a little bit based on what he's seeing, along with John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach, and Kavika Emsley-Pye, the development coach. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball in the hole, it's short. McCullough backhand, sets his feet, long throw across just in time. Good play from Morgan McCullough. He's been very stellar defensively over the last couple days at short. One away in the sixth inning, and Hazel Cepeda stands in. It's always interesting, the ins and outs of what goes on in the dugout during the game. Of course, you always hear the very stereotypical versions of sometimes what can go on. There's the stretch in the first pitch to Cepeda. Swinging a bounding ball. Foul back behind the plate. It's 0-1. 3-0 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth. Of course, guys will always talk about, you know, whatever you would regularly talk about when you're in the car or just hanging out with somebody. But there's a lot of baseball talk as well. Game planning, what's going on at bats. The 0-1. That one's low and outside. It's 1-1. They take their jobs very seriously. One ball and one strike to Cepeda, who's 1-2. The pitch. He takes low. 2-1. Rough Riders up 3-0 in this sixth. The pitch. Cepeda takes inside. 3-1. Robbie Ahlstrom will probably throw the sixth inning as well. The Rough Riders do have a couple guys who are also available out of the bullpen today. Anishko readies and brings it. And it's low for 4, so a walk to Cepeda. Runner aboard with 1 out in the sixth inning, and Kellen Strom stands in. He's 2-3 today. Ahlstrom's on 2 days rest. He and Steven Jennings are the only ones that are truly on 2 days rest, while Damian Mendoza just has one appearance today with AAA Round Rock, so he's good to go if Rough Riders do need to use him. He just joined the roster today. Rough Riders are currently playing with 27 on their active roster. Pitch to Kellen Strong. Outside, 1-0. You're allotted 28 at this level, active players. So only 27, and Steven Jennings is kind of a maybe he can pitch, maybe he can't. He's dealing with a bit of a right knee issue right now. The 1-0. Punch foul right side in the air, and it's 1-1. If you were tuned in the opener of this series on Monday morning and afternoon, you might have heard Steven Jennings had an issue with his knee and got checked out during his appearance out on the mound, and turned out he was okay. He was just twinged a little bit. The pitch. Fouled away right side again on a line, and it's 1-2 now on Strong. So more precaution than anything else. But he might not be available out of the bullpen today. Cepeda leads from first. Anishko throws that way, and he's back in standing. A left-hander readies. Both of Strom's hits today have been in the infield. 1-2. Breaking ball slithers inside. 2-2. We're talking earlier about the Rangers, Travis d'Arnaud having a monster game. He's 3 homers, 6 RBIs, including a grand slam. The Braves have added on. They now lead 8-3 in the ninth inning. Austin Pruitt giving up a Michael Harris solo homer. The pitch. A bouncing ball softly hit to third. Ramirez charges, picks. His throw onto first is low. And Locklear digs it out and keeps the foot on the first base bag, diving to his right to nab that one. What a performance he's put on at first base in tonight's game. So 2 outs in the sixth inning. Cepeda to second. Liam Hicks the batter. Strom retired. In that Rangers game tonight, it's just gone final, 8-3, the final score. Atlanta wins it. Cole Wynn, an inning and a third scoreless. The walk and a strikeout. Hicks, 1-3. He doubled back in the fifth off of Anishko. The pitch. Outside. 1-0. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. 2 down, runner at second. Rough Riders have had their opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. They're 2-for-9. The 1-0. Cepeda takes off. Breaking ball is low. Throw down to third. Not in time. He slid under the tag. Ford bounced it to third. Ramirez, as his glove was coming up while picking it, Cepeda's hand slid right underneath it to the bag, and then the tag came down on top of his hand. Cepeda steals his first base of the season. 2-0 on Hicks. Left-hander's pitch. Rides high and in. He bends out of the way of it. 3 balls, no strikes. Here's the stretch by the left-hander. 3-1. Or 3-0, I should say. Now it's 3-1. Predict in the future a little bit. It fits in there at the top of the zone, a strike. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Riders. Anishko, chest high set, the pinch. Punched foul territory, left side. And it's into the seats. 3-2. We're going to have a little bit of rain in the forecast tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to get that game in. Next 2 days, we'll have a 4:05 first pitch tomorrow and then a 1:05 first pitch for the finale. A getaway day on Sunday, day off Monday, and then back home against Amarillo. Really excited to be back in Frisco and get back to playing more games in that wonderful ballpark. The 3-2, swinging a foul in and out of Harry Ford's glove, the catcher, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. We have a ton of amazing promotions coming up next week. We have Pickleball Night, which is going to be a personal favorite of mine. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Hicks down on strikes, and the Riders done in the sixth, but Rough Riders still lead 3-0. Bottom half of the sixth inning coming up next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning. Clean inning for Robbie Ahlstrom as he came on in relief of Dane Acker in the fifth and struck out Morgan McCullough on 3 pitches. First batter he saw. Rough Riders with 2 runs in the third, 1 run in the fifth, leading 3-0. No hits yet for Arkansas through 5 frames. 9-1 and 2 due up. Kate Polkovich to be followed by Cole Young and Spencer Packard. 2 over the minimum for Rough Riders pitching today. 2 walks on the offensive side for Arkansas. First pitch. Ahlstrom spears a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. 0-1. Ahlstrom making his 4th appearance. 5 2/3 innings coming into tonight, allowing just 2 runs. He struck out 6 but walked 4. The 0-1 pitch. The left-hander gets a swing and a little nubber back to the hill. He fields, turns, throws to first, and gets him. One away. Cole Young, the batter now, top of the order. Last night on the offensive side, the Rough Riders were held to just two hits. Solo homer and a single by Strom in the ninth. Now the turntables have turned here in game number four. The pitch. And this is just high, and it's one ball and no strikes now on Young. Ahlstrom mostly will go fastball, curveball. 1-0 pitch. Fastball. That's on the outside edge, a strike. It's 1-1 on Young, who's lined out to left and flied out to left. Both to the opposite field for the left-handed batter. The pitch. He swings and dumps it foul left side. One ball and two strikes. Young has been a talented baseball player for a long time. He's very smart. He was committed to Duke before he was drafted in the first round by the Mariners. But even when he was a kid, he won the national pitch hit and run competition back in 2014. The pitch is fouled in and out of Hicks's glove, and it's 1-2. In the 9-10 division, so he was 10 years old, he got to participate at the 2014 All-Star Game in Minneapolis. And then he was at the All-Star Game last year as well for the high school futures game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ahlstrom struck him out with a fastball away. And there are two down. Number one prospect for the Mariners is 0-3 today. Two strikeouts for Robbie Ahlstrom. Spencer Packard makes his way to the plate. 3-0 Rough Riders. Packard 0-2. Left-hander deals home to Packard. The left-handed batter takes down and in. One ball and no strikes. National pitch hit and run competition is something that kids can compete in all around the country that use the different facets of baseball. It's a fun competition for kids. The 1-0. Fastball, outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. And they have a very similar competition in football. Run, pass, kick, I think is what it's called. 1-1. Low and outside, 2-1. If it's not, I just sounded like a buffoon. A run punt pass is what it's called. 2-1. Flick foul left side, 2-2. Your ability to do a little bit of everything as a kid. Cole Young was able to do it. Spencer Packard went to Canyon Del Oro High School in Arizona. Same high school that produced Ian Kinsler. So Shelley Duncan, another major leaguer, and speaking of the NFL and football, Ed Hockley also went to that high school, the NFL referee. 2-2 pitch to Packard. Fastball is high, 3-2. Packard then went to Campbell University, fighting camels. Now in the Mariners organization. The pitch. Punched in the air on the infield. The shortstop, Franer Chavez, back into shallow center. He's there. He makes the grab. It's 6 no-hit innings for Rough Riders pitching. 1-2-3 frame for Robbie Ahlstrom. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top of the seventh next. Frisco leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together.
Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound in the top of the seventh inning for Arkansas. It's Reed Morgan who takes over, a 27-year-old, 6-foot, 187-pounder out of Texarkana, Texas. Rough Riders leading 3-0. Aaron Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz, Alex DeGody, the batters, due up here in the seventh. It's 3-4-5. Reed Morgan went to the University of South Carolina. Tough season for him so far. He's allowed 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Right-hander deals to the lefty. Zavala sprays it foul left side into the netting, and it's 0-1. Morgan, before South Carolina, went to San Jacinto Junior College, the same place that Dane Acker spent a year. Today's starter, the 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1 The pitch in. Strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. The two are not there at the same year. Missed each other by 3 seasons. Morgan was drafted back in 2019 in the 13th round. 1-2. Zavala puts it in the air. Left side stays in play in foul territory. Ben Ramirez, the third baseman, puts it in his pocket. And there's one away in the seventh for Abimelech Ortiz. 3-0 Rough Riders. Frisco, no hitting Arkansas on the pitching side of things so far. Morgan made his Double-A debut back in 2021. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Strike over the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Pitched in 18 games for the Travelers, all out of the bullpen. Missed all of 2022, and then came back and pitched for Everett last year at the high A level. There's a swing and a grounder up the middle. McCullough, the shortstop, to his left. From behind the bag, he picks. And from shallow center field, throws out Ortiz. Two away. Alex DeGody stands in now. DeGody 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch.
Number 23, Alex DeGody.
3-0 Frisco, top of the seventh. Two down, bases clear. Morgan readies, brings it in. Once hit foul into the netting right side, it's 0-1. DeGody now 1-for-6 in this series. 0-1. Outside corner, a strike. 0-2. Morgan missed 2022, as mentioned. It was with his second Tommy John surgery. The pitch. Misses low, and it's 1-2. His first coming in his senior year of high school. One, two on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider for strike three. He strikes out to Godey. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Morgan in the seventh. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Stretch time in North Little Rock. Rough Riders leading 3-0 to the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead it 3-0 into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Harry Ford, Tyler Locklear, Hogan Windisch to swing the sticks. 3-4-5 against Robbie Ahlstrom. Back out for his second full clean inning. First pitch home. Swing and a miss. Ford out in front. It's 0-1. Rough Riders, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Arkansas, no runs, no hits, and no errors as we play in the seventh inning. Ahlstrom ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Ford. Swing and a miss. Change up low again. Back-to-back pitches. He doubled up on it, and it's 0-2. Time called. Ford climbs back in from the right side. He's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts today. Snapped his bat over his knee his last time up in the fourth after K. 0-2. High and outside. Ball and 2 strikes. He's had a whale of a time so far at AA. He's just hitting 114. 5 for his first 44. The pitch. A pop up. Left side of the infield. Freeman. Called off by Chavez, the shortstop. He's there to make the grab. One away. Tyler Locklear bats. Riders up 3-0. Locklear 0 for 2. Strikeout and a fly out to right. Big right-handed batter. The pitch. Check swing. Just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Locklear out of Virginia Commonwealth University. And time called. The ball got loose from the berm. And left center. Former second round selection back in 2022. Right-handed hitter. The pitch. Down low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Not a single player in Major League history out of VCU has ever made an All-Star team, except for Brandon Inge. Brandon Inge, the only player. He made one All-Star team back in 2009 with the Tigers. 13-year career. The pitch is popped up right side and foul. It's 2-1. Good career for Inge. Mainstay over at third base for the Tigers for pretty much the entire 2010s. 2 balls, 1 strike on Locklear. A 2-1. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove for strike two. 2-2. Ullstrom ready from the stretch. Belt high set. He kicks it. Fouled away right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Ullstrom came in relief of Dane Acker, who started this game for the Rough Runners. Went 4 2/3. Ullstrom struck out McCullough in the fifth. Pitched a clean sixth. And now with one out, the 2-2 is low and outside. It's 3-2. Hogan Windisch on deck. Payoff on the way. Curveball in the dirt, strike three. Or I should say, ball four, beg your pardon. Ball four. Well, Locklear aboard with a walk with one out here in the seventh. Windisch 0 for 2, a couple strikeouts. Nine strikeouts for Arkansas hitting through six plus innings. Windisch, the right-handed batter. Ullstrom delivers in. Line drive into left field. Cepeda coming on, base hit. There's the first hit of the day for Arkansas. And now two aboard and one out. So 3-0 Rough Riders. The no-hitter is gone, and now you have to worry about the lead and the game. It seems like it's always like that. Once the no-hitter is gone, now you got to focus in, unless it's a blowout. And time call, John Goble will go chat with Ullstrom. Ullstrom's a guy who can go multiple innings. Seth Clark starts to loosen out of the bullpen. And right center. Grant Witherspoon is the hitter. He walked back in the second. Bounced right back to the pitcher, Acker, in the fifth. Long chat for Goble up there, making sure everyone's good. And he's done. He's set his piece. He'll head back to the dugout. The Rough Riders have looked so good on the mound today. There has been no threat, and it seems like they've been cruising through this game. Well, all of a sudden, two aboard and one out after the first hit that you allow, and now it seems like this is almost do or die. They're still up 3-0, though. Witherspoon does represent the tying run at the plate. Here's the stretch from Ullstrom. And the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. This is a very lefty-laden lineup. So the left-on-left works here. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Slider outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. You have a lefty on deck in Morgan McCullough. In Ben Ramirez, and then another lefty in Morgan McCullough, and then a switch hitter in Caden Polkovic. And then two more lefties at the top of the card. The 0-2, runners take off, pitches low, and no throw. Hicks dropped it. A double steal. So now the double play is out of order. Locklear at third, Windisch at second base. Seth Clark is a left-hander warming up in the bullpen as well for the Rough Riders. So if they were to go to the bullpen, it would be another lefty. One ball and two strikes. Ullstrom delivers. Just outside with the fastball, 2-2. Ullstrom has his sign. He readies. The 2-2. High for ball three. 3-2. Now you're flirting with danger. You do not want to walk Witherspoon here and load the bases. Rough Riders looking for their first win in this series. They've lost three in a row. Payoff pitch. Strike three called. Curveball outside corner at the knees. Robbie Ahlstrom with a big punch out. And there are two away. Ben Ramirez now, the left-handed batter. Ahlstrom fit that perfectly on the outside edge. And the batter, Witherspoon, could not believe it. He thought it was ball four. A 50-50 call goes the Rough Riders' way, and now it's Ramirez. 0 for 1 today with a walk. The pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. 3-0 Frisco. Runners at second and third. And two down in this bottom of the seventh inning. And what has been a really good game on this Friday night. Here's the stretch by the lefty, the pitch. Curveball, top of the zone, a strike. 0-2 on Ben Ramirez. With good speed on both bags. Wind blowing in from center. Here's the 0-2. High with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Geared it up a little bit there. Reached 95. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders defensively. Chavez behind the bag at second at shortstop. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Got him off the outside corner. Robbie Ahlstrom picks up the strikeout, his fourth, and he strands two aboard in the seventh. No runs a hit, no errors, two left on. Top eight coming up next. Rough Riders lead 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Riders lead 3-0. Top half of the eighth inning. Cody Freeman begins it against Reed Morgan. Right-hander on the hill, right-hander at the plate. First pitch on the way. Fastball down Broadway for a strike, and it's 0-1. Freeman has reached twice today with a single and a walk. Freiner Chavez on deck. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up over the top of it. It's 0-2. The Rough Riders with two runs in the third, one run in the fifth if you're just joining us. RBI single, Aaron Zavala. RBI ground out, Abimelech Ortiz. And it's sack fly, Abimelech Ortiz in the fifth. 0-2 offering for Morgan. Check swing, he went around, strike three. Good pitch off the outside corner. Freeman down on strikes. Second K for Morgan to begin this eighth inning, and Springer Chavez. On the broadcast, we love to dive in a little bit to this day in baseball history, and it was this day, April 19th, back in 1997, that the first Major League Baseball game was played in the state of Hawaii. It was played in Honolulu. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss by Chavez over the top, and it's 0-1. It was playing between the Padres and the Cardinals because the Padres were waiting for some renovations to be finished on Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. The 0-1. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. So they decided to expand relations a little bit and play a three-game series down in Honolulu. It was currently where a AAA affiliate played. They played at Aloha Stadium, which is very, very spacious, a massive ballpark. 420 feet to center field. The pitch. Low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes on Chavez. So the two games in the doubleheader that were played on this date in 1997 were 2-1 and 1-0. Cardinals won both the games. Pitch is golfed into center field. Polkovich back a couple steps, now in. He makes the grab. Two up, two down in the eighth inning for the Riders, and now it's Scott Capers' turn. Ballpark, or stadium, I should say, closed in 2020. It was the home of the Hawaii Warriors, the college out there. Padres had some ties to the current Rangers now. Padres manager in 1997 was Bruce Bochy, so the Rangers manager. The pitch. Capers takes inside, it's 1-0. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. So we're going to ground ball foul back behind home. One ball and one strike on Capers. We are far from Hawaii here in Arkansas. Rough Riders do have a player from Hawaii, though. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Diving down out of the zone, and Capers went fishing. It's one ball and two strikes with two outs and the bases clear. Top half of the eighth inning. 3-0. Rough Riders leading. Capers takes his time out and steps out. Now renews his spot in the right-handed batter's box. White batting gloves against a black bat. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him below the zone. And Morgan staring down Capers as he walks off the mound. 3-0. Rough Riders lead it, though, as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the eighth inning, Seth Clark is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 3-0. This has been a really good ball game between the Riders and the Travelers in the fourth edition of this six-game series. First pitch. This is down low off the outside corner, and Clark slipped and fell as he threw that pitch. Hopefully he's okay. He gets a new baseball. Looks like he is. Just ego hurting a little bit for him. McCullough 0 for 2 today. The pitch. That one's high and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. If you were tuned in during our pregame show, we had a conversation with Jordan Teagues, the Rangers minor league pitching coordinator. Always love when Teagues is in town. The pick. Just inside. Three balls, no strikes. A great baseball mind. He was here 3 days ago and then left to go to Jack Leiter's debut in Detroit. Now he's back. The 3-0. High and inside, ball four, and Clark walks McCullough on four pitches to begin the eighth inning. Kaden Polkovich bats, and we were chatting a little bit about Seth Clark before the game today. And he said he has to be just a nightmare to face as a left-handed batter. He said the angle in which he throws with as a left-handed pitcher, it's the lower three-quarters arm slot. Kind of think Antoine Kelly from last year if you're a Rough Riders fan. With a nasty fastball that has good run on it, a slider that's disgusting. The pitch is a strike in the outside corner to Polkovich, the switch hitter batting from the right side. It's 0-1. 3-0 Riders, bottom half of the eighth. And then on top of that, he's just a wild enough to make you uncomfortable. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. And that is a perfect example right there from McCullough. First pitch to the backstop, second pitch bends him back. Don't really know where he's coming from. Kind of want that sometimes in a reliever. I want to keep the batter guessing. The pitch. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Guy who is non-drafted, free agent signing. Out of Georgia State. Time call. Polkovich steps out. He's been quiet tonight, along with the rest of the Arkansas offense. 0 for 2 today. A strikeout in the third, and a ground out back to the pitcher in the sixth. The offering is high and away, and it's 2-2. The only hit for Arkansas today came back in the seventh inning. A solid single into left by Hogan Winding. Nothing else in the hits department. The offering. Swing and a miss. He got him up and away. Strike three. Seth Clark with the strikeout, one away. And Cole Young takes his turn at the top of the card. 3-0 Rough Riders. Here's the stretch by Clark in the pitch. That one's flying in the air out to left center field. Cepeda chasing back into the alley. Strom calls him off, and he makes the catch. In this spacious outfield, a ton of room for both outfielders, and Strom able to make the grab. So two down and Spencer Packard now. Runner at first. We play in the bottom of the eighth. 3-0 Frisco. 0 for 3 day for Packard, and the pitch is outside, 1-0. Slider frisbeed away. Clark closed off, the 1-0. Slider this time clips the outside edge, and it's 1-1. This is the perfect two guys to come out of the bullpen here against this lefty late in the lineup with Ahlstrom and Clark, back-to-back lefties, the 1-1. Slider is high, and it's 2-1. Especially in this close game, you wonder if Carlos Cardoza and John Gobel would be comfortable enough to go with Clark in the ninth as well. The 2-1 misses away, and it's three balls and one strike. And I'm sure that kind of matters on what happens in the rest of this inning, if he's able to finish it out well or if he does struggle. He's 3-1 here on him. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up left side. Freeman under it at third. And he puts it away. So side retired in the eighth inning. Nice work by Seth Clark. In the eighth. No runs, hits, errors. A runner left on. We go to the top of the ninth. Frisco a 3-0 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
This Friday night game rolls to the ninth, and a new pitcher in the top of the ninth inning for Arkansas. Garrett Davila makes his second appearance of the series for the Travelers. Davila threw just a third of an inning back in the opener. And he got Abimelech Ortiz to ground out to second base in that 4-3 win for Arkansas. He faces 9-1-2, Haysel Cepeda, Kellen Strom, and Liam Hicks for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading by three, last scoring in the fifth inning. Cepeda's reached twice with a single and a walk. The left-hander's first pitch to the right-handed hitter. Fastball rides high, one ball, no strikes. Kellen Strom, a right-hander on deck, and Hicks, a left-hander after that. 1-0 pitch from Davila. Slider. That one comes across to the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1 now on Cepeda. Here it comes home. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes. Davila, the 27-year-old. Belmont, North Carolina native, a former draft pick of the Royals. Fourth round in 2015. Made it as high as Northwest Arkansas back in 2021. Stretch in the 1-2. Fouled straight back again by Cepeda. The Cuban is still at a 1-2 ball, or 1-ball, 2-strike count. Leading things off in the ninth. Davila then with the White Sox organization, pitched a couple years in AA Birmingham and finished the year in AAA Charlotte. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. It's 2-2, and Davila is in his first year with the Mariners organization now after signing as a free agent. He winds and deals. Breaking ball tagged into right center field and shallow. Polkovich coming in, and it drops in a base hit. So Haysel Cepeda has his second hit today. It's his first multi-hit game of the season. And the Rough Riders have a leadoff base runner in the ninth, trying to make it a little bit easier in the bottom of the ninth inning with another run here. Strom is 2-for-4 with a couple infield hits. Bounced out to third in the sixth. Cepeda leads from first and draws a throw. He's back in standing. Well, the Rough Riders still not putting on an offensive show. Just 3 runs on 7 hits, but much better than the last few nights. They only had 5 runs on 13 hits through the first 3 games of this series. A bigger improvement. The pitch. Just off the outside corner from the crafty lefty, and it's 1-0 to Strong. Davila has been a starter and reliever throughout his career. He was a starter last year in the White Sox organization, making 24 starts. The 1-0. Fastball is high. Two balls and no strikes. He's been all out of the bullpen so far with Arkansas. Five innings in four appearances, allowing two runs on nine hits. Nine strikeouts, though, and a walk. He pitches. Rifle foul right side. Kicks off the top of the roof here at Dickey Stevens Park and bumps over the top down onto Broadway Street. Time called as another ball gets loose from the berm in left field, and Spencer Packard will run over and grab it. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Strom digs back in. Two balls and one strike. Davila stretches, peers towards first, and kicks in the 1-2. After a long hold, he brings it. Outside. Three balls, one strike. Ford thought about backpicking down to first base, but came out of his hand as he looked down. 3-1. This is game 4 of 6. We'll play game 5 tomorrow at 4:05. A 3-1. Inside for ball four. Strom works the walk. And there are runners at first and second to begin the ninth inning for the Rough Riders. Liam Hicks, the batter. Frisco will go to Emiliano Teodo tomorrow as their starting pitcher. No record, a 6.75 ERA, a little bit misleading. He was really good his last time out. No-hit baseball. Time called, and Michael Peoples, the pitching coach, makes his way out of the dugout, and he goes and has a chat. Emiliano Teodo allowed just one run over four innings without allowing a hit. He did walk four, though. Had a bit of command troubles. Three of those walks came in the fourth inning, though, after an odd occurrence in which he was hit in the face by the umpire throwing the ball back to him. And when he was focused on the catcher, Liam Hicks, and the umpire threw it back, and it hit him in the right cheekbone. So runners at first and second for the Rough Riders in the ninth inning. Liam Hicks bats. Again, that's tomorrow, 4:05. We'll be on the air at 3:50. And then we have a 1:05 finale on Sunday. Nick Krauth is slated to start that game for the Rough Riders. Hicks, the left-handed batter. Left-hander fires in. Top of the zone for a strike. A sweeping slider, and it's 0-1. Back-to-back lefties here for the Rough Riders with Hicks, Zavala, and Ortiz. The 0-1. A fly ball hit well into center field. Polkovich ranging back and into a back pedal. He makes the catch. Both runners tag and move up. Good base running by the Rough Riders, especially Kellen Strom at first. Polkovich went into a back pedal and then leapt up with his momentum, chasing him backwards, made the catch just shy of the warning track. Easy tag up for Strom, so runners at second and third and one down. That's as good as a bunt for Liam Hicks. Here's Aaron Zavala now. Chance to add on. Infield in for Arkansas. 3-0 Riders, top of the ninth. Pitch in. Breaking ball fouled back into the netting left side. It's 0-1. The infield is in because a three-run game is very different than a four- or five-run game, obviously, going into the bottom of the ninth inning. You want to keep this as close as you can if you're Arkansas. The 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. So Christian Colon, the manager, making sure that his infield comes in as an opportunity to cut down Cepeda at the plate, who does not run particularly well. Not a slow guy, but not particularly fast. The 1-1. Fouled back. And it's two balls and one strike. He does better, make it one ball and two strikes. He does better when he's on the run rather than getting going. He's 6'5". He doesn't start very fast, but once he gets going, he can get those long strides. Aaron. Stretch in the 1-2 to Zavala. High, and it gets off Ford's glove to the backstop. Cepeda coming in, and he crosses home. The Rough Riders now lead 4-0. We'll see how that one is scored if they go wild pitch or pass ball. It was high, and Ford got his glove on it, but he could not corral it, and they go wild pitch. So Strom up to third, Cepeda scores, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 4-0. It's a big run. 2-2 on Zavala. Stretch in the left-hander's pitch. Fouled back on the hands of Zavala. He just got a piece of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out runner at third. Infield remains in. That's just about as bad as it can get. Unforced error there by Davila with the wild pitch. The 2-2 offering to Z. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Right down the heart of the plate, and there are two away. So here's Abimelech Ortiz now. 4-0 Frisco. It's the funny thing about these six-game series. You lose the first three as Strom races down the third baseline. Gets Davila to step off and chase him back. Strom pointing at him, trying to get him to balk. Here's the stretch. And the pitch into Ortiz. Check swing outside. 1-0. Slider misses. These six-game series, you lose the first three, and then you win one on Friday, and all of a sudden you feel pretty good about your chances to get a split. The pitch. Pop foul back behind home plate, and it's 1-1. All you have to do is win a couple games, you know? And it's a really short series at that point. The split series, you're going to put yourself in a pretty good position. 1-1. Ortiz puts it high in the air out to left center field, but Packard cutting over along with Polkovich. They come together, and it's Packard who ends up making the catch in left. Polkovich running into him, and the side is retired in the ninth. Well, the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on a hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom of the ninth inning coming up. The Rough Riders lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Harry Ford leads it off. Tyler Locklear after him, and Hogan Windisch, the third man due up. It's 4-0 Frisco, and a new pitcher on the hill, Stephen Jennings, takes over. Jennings, who had that knee injury that didn't allow him to come out for his second inning of work in the opener. He threw two-thirds scoreless innings. The pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 in the righty-righty matchup. Jennings has bad numbers this season because of one bad outing back on April 10th, in which he allowed three runs, all of them earned on three hits. The pitch. Check swing, and he went around off the outside corner. Strike two, it's 0-2. So a 9.82 ERA for Jennings in his 3 2/3 innings. He's allowed four runs. Five strikeouts, five walks. The 0-2. Outside. Ball and two strikes. Brush Creek, Tennessee native trying to make sure those numbers get reversed here in his next few outings. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball right by him. Harry Ford has looked foolish tonight, and there's one away. Third strikeout for him. He's 0-14 in this series now. Tyler Locklear stands in. He's 0-2 with a walk. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Locklear, two homers in this series. The pitch. Chopper to third. Backhanded sliding stop. Freeman bobbles slightly. Bounce throw to first. And Ortiz digs it out of the ground. Great play by Cody Freeman. Two down and Hogan Windisch stands in. The purposeful bounce throw onto first base. Great play by Cody Freeman. Talking to him earlier about that, he said that's on purpose. Tries to bounce it halfway. Makes it so much easier to get it over there quickly when you just have to bounce it in the general area, and then it's an easier pick at first base for the first baseman. First pitch to Windisch is a breaking ball. Captures the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. So a very strong play defensively by Freeman. And the 0-1 pitch from Jennings is a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Arkansas is down to their final strike. 4-0, Rough Riders lead it. The right-hander pitches, and it's just outside with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Barely missed. Jennings will try it again. One ball, two strikes. Here he comes. Fastball just outside. Did not miss by much, 2-2. The pitch in. Slider low and away. Three balls, two strikes. Just a reminder, we'll do it again tomorrow, 4:05, with the first pitch. In game five, Emiliano Teodo and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. We'll be back at it. 3:50 pregame show. Here comes Jennings. Slider outside, ball four. Just missed. Did not miss by much on any of those pitches. A walk to Windisch, and here's Grant Witherspoon. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning, 4-0 Frisco. Acker from the stretch against the, or excuse me, Jennings from the stretch against the left-hander, and the first pitch is inside. Bunt shown. He pulled it back, and it went off of Hicks's glove to the backstop. And Windisch takes second on what looked like a pass ball. A tough play for Hicks. And they do go past ball. I mean, that's really tough with the batter squaring around and the pitch misses inside. It's almost like a door opening and a ball just goes right through that door at you. Not much you could do, but it is a pass ball. The pitch. Fouled straight back. A ball and a strike. Jennings ready. He brings it. There's a broken bat grounder out to second. Dagoti's got it. He turns, throws to first. Ball game over. Riders win. Frisco takes it 4-0. A masterful pitching performance today by Dane Acker, Robbie Ahlstrom, Seth Clark, and Steven Jennings. First shutout of the season for the Rough Riders pitching staff. 4-0. Riders win it. We'll bring it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to North Little Rock. Rough Riders win it 4-0, the final score over the Arkansas Travelers. They roll to 8-5, Arkansas to 8-5 as well with the loss in this game today. Rough Riders snap a three-game losing streak. Final line score is 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors. And the Rough Riders, they stranded 8 on the base pass. Travelers, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 6 on the base pass. First shutout win of the season for the Rough Riders. Always good to see. 2 hours, 49 minutes, the final game time in front of 5,516 here at Dickey Stevens Ballpark. The Rough Riders got the scoring early on in the third inning going. A RBI single by Aaron Tavala started it to make it 1-0, and then the next batter, Abimelech Ortiz, he had an RBI ground out to first to bring in Kellen Strom. So 2-0 after three innings. The Rough Riders added another one in the fifth on a sack fly by Abimelech Ortiz, and then a wild pitch brought in the fourth run in the top of the ninth inning. Jesel Cepeda crossing the plate. All said, 4 runs on 7 hits for the Rough Riders, getting something going on the offensive side after they had not much going on the first three games coming into this game in the series so far. It's good to see. So the Riders win 4-0. We'll continue our post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles, catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you into North Little Rock. The Rough Riders win it by a final score of 4-0 today over the Arkansas Travelers. And we'll get you through some scores here in the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates as well, finishing up our postgame coverage tonight. First, we start in the Texas League. We have four finals and one game currently going on. Springfield and Amarillo in Hodgetown are currently in the bottom of the 11th inning, tied at 3. You're about to hear some booms as fireworks are going to go off here as well in just a moment. Corpus Christi, they hosted San Antonio, and they fall 7-2. San Antonio now 7-6 on the season with that win. Northwest Arkansas, they take down Midland 3-1 at home. And Wichita drops it to Tulsa, getting shut out 5-0 at home. They're now just 2-11 on the season. Tough start of the year for Wichita. As for the Rangers affiliates, the Texas Rangers at the Major League level today played in Atlanta, starting a three-game weekend series against the Braves. And it was a tough start to the series as they were tied at 3 on a couple home runs by Travis d'Arnaud. That was in the 6th inning, and then d'Arnaud hit a third homer, a grand slam. Michael Harris, the second, added a solo shot later in the game, and it was an 8-3 win for Atlanta. Cole Wynn did throw an inning and a third scoreless, though, out of the bullpen. He is still not allowed to run in his Major League career, so great to see from the former Rough Rider in 2021. 8-3 loss for the Rangers in that one. They'll play tomorrow against the Braves as well, so they'll have another opportunity to possibly win the series if they get the last two games. It's Nathan Eovaldi against Charlie Morton. They have a 6:20 first pitch time there between the Rangers and the Braves, and so we'll be able to catch the end of that game. Our game starts at 4:05 tomorrow. As for the rest of the Rangers affiliates, the Round Rock Express, they won earlier today 7-3. The Express on the road at Sugarland, the Astros affiliate. And let's see, how did former Rough Riders do? Dustin Harris went 2-for-5. And Blaine Krim with a double. He's had a tough start to the season, so good to see Krim pick up the extra base hit. Just a 175 average so far for the former first baseman. And Sandro Fabian continues to dominate, 2-for-4. He's hitting .353 to start his season at the AAA level. At the high A level, Hickory, they went 5-3 over Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate on the road. And down east, they take down Delmarva, the Orioles affiliate, 9-1. So it's a minor league sweep for the Rangers. It's great to see. Rough Riders will hope to get back in this series with another win tomorrow in Game 5 of this set. Emiliano Teodo will get the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA, but through four no-hit innings, allowing just one run his last time out in Frisco. Juan Mercedes opposes him, the right-hander, no record, a 2 ERA. If you tune into our pregame coverage tomorrow, you can hear part two of our interview with Jordan Teagues, the Rangers pitching coordinator at the minor league level. Great guy, great interview, and a lot of fun to chat with him before the game earlier today. So part two of that interview during the pregame show tomorrow. That's going to do it for our coverage tonight of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. Riders win it 4-0. Thanks to everybody here in Arkansas, our gracious hosts. For Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow for a 4:05 first pitch, 3:50 pregame show. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!